Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Adventure thriller, Temple of Vampires.
Feel all right now? Can you sit up?
Yes, of course. But don't bother about me. Find Hermie.
Oh, looky, he's probably just wandering around somewhere.
No, you don't understand. He said we'd never see Hermie again.
Never see Hermie again?
Who said that? What are you talking about?
The man in the black robe.
Hey, Sonny.
No, Doc, listen to me. I'm telling you the truth. I ran out here to find Hermie, and there was a man...
Out here on the steps of the temple?
Yes. He wanted to know who Hermie was. And when I said he was a little boy, he said that this was a bad place for little boys, and for me, too.
Well, did he say why?
Yes. He said that this was the temple of vampires.
Vampires? Joe.
What'd I tell you, Jack? I knowed all along.
Doc, you stay here with Sonny. Reggie, you're coming with me.
Righto. Now, just a minute, Jack.
Don't argue. Reggie and I are going back in there for Hermie. Doc, keep your gun handy.
Well, my shooting pistol's always handy. But Jack...
You stay here with Sonny, and this time, don't leave her no matter what happens.
Are you really saying that you think that these here vampire critters...
Well, you know as much as I do. Come on, Reggie.
You got a cigarette, Doc?
Tailor-made or roll your own? Oh, come on. You can smile, can't you? Here.
Thanks. Why, I need it.
Light?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sonny, your hand's trembling like a leaf.
Yeah, I feel my hands. They're like ice.
Oh, here now, sugar.
Yeah, I'm that way all over.
Well, that ain't no way for a person to be down here in the tropics. Hey, maybe you're coming down with chills and fever.
Hey, shouldn't we all be looking for Hermie?
Now, you sit right where you are.
But, Doc, I...
Jack said for me and you to stay here. So relax.
Well, I don't like it.
Well, neither do I. Now, tell me, what happened?
Well, you remember, we both saw that big thing floating through the air in the temple.
Yeah?
Jack and Reggie were up on the ledge.
That's right. They were in examining one of them priest cells, and the thing landed on the same ledge that they was on.
Yeah. Well, you ran up the steps to warn them, and being left alone frightened me. I looked around for Hermie, and he was gone.
Just gone, huh?
Yeah, and then I was scared. I ran around calling for him, and finally I came out here on the steps, and there was a man here.
Indian?
No, he talked with a soft Spanish accent, and he was dressed from head to foot in a black robe.
Did he try to grab you or something?
No. He was gentle, and he was soft-spoken. The only thing was that I kept having the feeling that he was drawing closer to me. But the distance between us was always the same. He didn't move.
Hypnotizing, you sounds like.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think it was his eyes. And he said we shouldn't have come here, that this was the temple of vampires.
Now, you listen to me, son. I may be a superstitious Texas boy, but even I know vampires is in the same category along with witches and werewolves. Well, I mean, stuff stories are made out of.
Yeah, they are, aren't they, Doc? There isn't any such thing.
Of course, I've heard of vampire bats, but they don't have the shape of a human body.
Oh, I don't know. All I know is he said that this was the temple of vampires and that this was a very bad place for little boys and for girls.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Oh, then everything began to go around. I felt myself falling. And the next thing I knew, I heard you boys bending over me and talking.
Well, you don't know what become of this Spanish hombre.
Uh-uh.
Well, there wasn't hiding a hair of him when we come out on the steps.
Yeah, but vampires, Doc. Vampires.
Well, Sonny... The tropic jungles sure enough do breed a lot of mighty queer things. Just like those vines and plants out there. Kind of slimy and bloated. A lot of them are poisonous, too. What else? Well, where else but in the tropics would you find stuff like that?
Doc, you don't suppose he meant vampire bats, do you?
Well, I don't know, Sonny. But it don't sound very reasonable now, does it? I mean, bats having a temple of their own.
Gee, I'm so worried about Hermie.
Now, just hold your horses now. Jack and Reggie will take care of that department.
Yeah, but supposing they don't? The man said that we'd never see him again.
Now, look here, Sonny. Am I going to have trouble with you?
What do you mean?
Why, this here's the sort of thing that you'll have to expect to get into if you're going to bum around the world. You asked for it, and you got it.
Yeah, but, Doc...
Well, we're going to always have plenty of things to think about without you going female on us and making us things harder for us.
What? Female?
That's what I said. Tears and jitters and fainting fits. If you can't take it, you shouldn't have come along.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Well, what about doing something about it?
Well, I'll try, Doc. Really, I will.
Sure. You see, all the matter with you is that you're anticipating trouble. Why, there's nothing happening to anybody. Wait until you're hurt before you start yelling.
Yeah, but Hermie, Doc. Hermie.
It's just what I've been telling you. He's wandered off. Jack and Reggie will find him, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, Reggie, over here.
Can you find something?
Yeah. Look here.
Oh, so, more sunsets.
Yes, only this time leading down.
Down into the bowels of the earth to look at them. Jolly black down there, too.
I've got my flashlight.
We're going down?
Well, it's certain Hermie isn't up here in this main auditorium, or whatever you want to call it.
He is not. And he couldn't have gone up the stone steps along the wall because we were up there when he disappeared.
So, here's the next place to look.
But Jack, a little shaver like that would never have gone down into this darkness of his own free will.
I know that.
But if he wandered off...
How do we know he wandered off?
But I thought that's what we decided.
Come on, let's go down.
Anything you say. Lead on.
Keep right behind me.
Jack, you're taking what Sonny said seriously.
Such as what?
Well, I mean, say that chitter-chatter about this being the temple of vampires.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, look there on the walls.
Oh, look here now. What kind of juicy mind would do a thing like that?
Ancient religious symbols chiseled in the rock.
Whoever did that was having mental nightmares.
But they're graphic.
Hmm.
Yeah, leave it to the old pagans. They knew how.
You mean there was a time when people would allow that kind of stuff?
In the good old days, people did what they were told. They sacrificed everything from wreaths of garlic to their virgin daughters.
No wonder their civilization disappeared.
Yeah, let's go.
Valley loathsome, if you ask me.
Well, that gives you a pretty good idea what this place stands for. Something pretty ugly.
Are you insinuating this pagan religion is still alive?
What does the name Temple of Vampires suggest, anyway?
Perhaps at one time, but this is a modern world, Jack.
Not down here, it isn't. This old temple's as isolated from the modern world as it was when it was built, hundreds of years ago.
Oh, I don't mind saying I feel a bit on the crawly side.
Hey, look ahead here.
Looks like a rat run.
The ground under this temple must be a regular rabbit warren. Look, 3, 4, 5 runways leading from the foot of these steps.
Jack, we could get lost down here and never get out.
No, I don't think it's that bad. Look at the arched stonework overhead.
Sure, each one a stone tunnel. But Jack, it's not stone under our feet.
Hmm. Dust of 1,000 years accumulated over hard-packed clay.
Dust? Well, then, if there was anyone here, wouldn't there be footprints?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, I don't believe it, Jack. In spite of what Sonny said, I don't believe there's a living human creature in this place.
Don't I?
What do you mean by that?
Take a look at this. Here in the dust.
Where? Jack! Jack, that's the print of a human foot.
A girl's foot.
A girl?
Yeah. Apparently, they don't give their women shoes down here.
A barefoot girl. Huh. Jolly, huh?
Yeah, come on. We'll follow this tunnel.
Girls? Vampires?
Oh, yes. Yes, they're female vampires.
Hmm?
They're supposed to be very beautiful and seductive.
Oh, that's crazy talk, Jack.
Is it?
As you well know, as crazy as a June bug.
What about the body of that dead Indian we found out on the jungle path?
Oh, look here. Forgotten that.
I haven't. Not a wound on him, yet his body was drained of blood.
Are you saying this really is a temple of vampires and it's preying off the native Indians down here?
Isn't that what's indicating?
Hmm.
Uh-oh. What's this?
Looks like a break in the wall.
Uh-huh. A stone balustrade running alongside our path.
Throw your flash over. What's on the other side of the stone wall?
Let's see. Seems to be some kind of a pit.
Lower the line. Can you see the bottom? Jack! Jack!
Well, well. Quite a collection of bones.
Human bones. All of them. Human bones. The pit is littered with them.
Not such ancient bones.
Oh, Jack, let's get out of this place.
Yeah, I don't think we'll find Hermie down here.
A bloody slaughterhouse, that's what it is.
We've been gone so long, Doc. they were going to find Hermie, I should think they'd have done it by this time.
Now, looky, sonny, am I going to have to give you another pep talk?
But how can you sit there like that? Haven't you got any nerves in your body?
Well, you should just ought to take a look at my nerves sometimes, sugar. Well, there's been times when they get pulled so tight I can play tunes on them like a guitar.
Oh, stop trying to be funny.
Yep, honey, you'll be a female, all right. There's no getting away from that.
I don't care if I am. A person's got a right to be frightened and worried.
Hold it.
What?
Oh, here they come. And now ain't you sorry?
Jack and Reggie? But, Doc, they haven't got Hermie with them.
See, they ain't.
Jack, couldn't you find him? Where's Hermie?
Don't know.
You didn't find anything?
Not of Hermie.
But you did find something.
Nothing, except what I bally well want to forget.
Why, what do you mean?
Forget it.
Did you search everywhere, Jack?
Well, that's impossible. It'll take days to go through all the passageways under this temple.
Oh, what are we standing here for?
Hello, everybody.
Hermie.
I wondered where all you folks were.
Oh, Hermie, darling.
Hermie, fella, where the blazes you been?
Hermie, what do you mean by frightening us all like this?
Hey, what are you crying about?
Where have you been?
In there.
We were just in there looking for you.
I guess you didn't see us on account of we was in a little room.
We?
Who was with you?
The most beautiful lady I about ever saw.
Lady?
Yeah, she was all dressed in black. She gave me some figs.
Hermie, you didn't eat them.
Sure I did. I liked her a lot, and she liked me.
Did she say so?
Yes, a lot of times. She said I had the nicest white neck she ever saw.
The nicest white neck? Oh, Jack, let's get out of here.
Just a minute. Then did she let you go?
Well, a man all dressed in black came in. He took me by the hand and said you folks were waiting for me.
The man in the black robes.
And was she mad?
The man took you away?
Uh-huh. He brought me right over to the door there and showed me where you were.
Well, I'll be doggone. Sonny, maybe you wasn't seeing things after all.
Yes, and she had the reddest lips and the whitest teeth I ever saw.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you Monday at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, Louis Van Ruten as Manuel, and Sarah Fussell as Hermie. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.